Thanks for tuning in to the Inside Paychecks podcast. I'm your regular host, Michael DeLulio. On today's episode, guest host Tion Torrens from the Paychecks DEI team will continue our celebration of the Women of Paychecks. Tion sat down with three members of our Women's Initiative Network Employee Business Resource Group to talk about their journey, their passion, and how they're leading the way for women in the workplace. So sit back and enjoy this conversation with Lisa Granite, Enterprise Communications Analyst, Miana Simmons, Senior Implementation Project Manager in Enterprise Services, and Cindy McGathy, Senior Manager, PEO Benefits Acquisition, Integration, and Systems.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad that you've made this time to talk to me about your experience with Women's Initiative Network, EBRG here at Paychecks, or WIN. And an EBRG is an Employee Business Resource Group, right? We love our acronyms here at Paychecks. So let's just get right into this. EBRGs are typically part of a company's DEI program, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. So let's start this out by defining, let's all share what our definition of DEI is. So Miana, let's start with you.
Sure. So when I think about DEI, I really think about creating a space where everyone is celebrated in their uniqueness and allowed to be their individual selves and feel comfortable in that. So,
yeah, I love that. I love that. How about you, Lisa?
Same kind of thing. To me, when I hear DEI, I think of, you know, making sure that everyone has a voice at the table, not just the loudest ones, and that they're all heard. And then personally for me, it is about coming and into the office and just being my authentic self and being and feeling comfortable doing that.
Great. And Cindy?
Yeah, I mean, three words, right? Diversity, equity, inclusion. Diversity, expanding the group to include many different types of people, not just the folks that you work with maybe every day, but expanding that entire horizon. And equity, treating everyone equally. Everyone has an opinion, a voice, and it's all equally heard and respected. And then inclusion, not just including the diverse people, but also ideas and you know, different subjects, different viewpoints. So to me, that is really the definition.
Yeah, I love that. So diversity of thought. I think a lot of times we all think it's diversity is what you can see, but I think we all know it's more than that. If I were to share my definition, I really look at it as removing barriers so that every single employee, regardless of their demographic, their lived experience, where they may want their career to go or not go, right? They have the access to really advance themselves in a way that's fulfilling while they're here with us at Paychecks. So one of the things I get to do every day as the DEI program manager is work with our volunteers, our EBRG board members, such as yourselves. Can you tell me why you decided to be part of the inaugural Women's Initiative Network and what that means to you?
Yeah, this is Cindy again. I'll go again. So my career has been primarily in the information technology IT space. As we all know, or maybe not know, you know, the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math field is shy of the female population. It's definitely a male-dominated field. So over my career, most of the meetings were, I was the only female. I had only two female bosses in my entire career. One of them now at Paychecks, who's fantastic. And so I wanted to give back. And if I can do anything to assist others to join that field, whether it's through programs here in career development or mentoring, I thought the WIN group would be a good step in that direction.
Nice. Miana?
Yeah, so I thought it was a really cool opportunity to be a part of advocating. And of course, as a woman, I have opinions on all kinds of things that I wanted to kind of bring to the table and be able to be a part of the growth process for Paychecks. So I was excited about that.
Nice. And Lisa, last but not least.
Yeah, I was also excited about being asked and having the opportunity to be part of the growth process at Paychecks. Wow, that's a lot of peace. And personally, I identify as a lesbian. And when I came out in the dark ages about 20 some years ago, I wasn't comfortable being my authentic self at work. I came out and it was an okay experience, but I still felt, you know, pressured to look a certain way and act a certain way. And, you know, I had piercings, I couldn't wear them to work and that kind of thing. So it's felt good to me to be part of this and to help, you know, promote everyone's authenticity. And so everyone can feel comfortable, however they appear.
I love that. And, you know, that's something that we talk about a lot in this space is being our authentic selves and how important that is to kind of be able to let down any shields or whatever that you feel that you need to do so that you'll be accepted. And I know that when, along with all of our other EBRGs, you have a lot of committees that you're starting to form to kind of start exploring ways to influence change, so to speak. Can each of you share about maybe a committee that you're leading or a committee that you're really proud to be supporting through the WIN EBRG that you think is really going to drive awareness and change for the future to remove those barriers?
I can go. So I am working with Lisa on one committee that is we call it our external communications committee, but we're really passionate in that area about making sure that the contributions that women have are recognized. So whether that is someone that is, you know, paycheck specific, or we're even looking to expand that outside of, you know, to our connections and our business partners so that they know that we see the contributions that they're making. So that's really exciting. And then also the Blue Table Talks is what we're calling them, our lunch and learns. So being able to be a part of the committee that's kind of brainstorming topics for that and deciding what that's going to look like. So,
can you give us a sneak peek as to what some of those topics might be?
Yeah, so some of the things that we are looking to discuss are kind of what Cindy was mentioning as far as opening up the visibility for positions in sales or IT. And so asking some of the women that are in leadership roles for that to come and kind of give their day-to-day perspective, their feedback on their career paths, you know, answer any questions that others may have to really encourage growth for women in those fields within paychecks.
That's great. Lisa or Cindy?
I'm working on the mentoring committee. I've got a couple other team members that are helping me and actually partnering with a few of the other EBRGs so that all of our efforts are coordinated amongst us. We're focusing on the upcoming mentorship program, the Connections program, I believe it's called. And that sign-up period has just ended, but we wanted to make sure that our WIN members are not only represented in the mentee population, but the mentors. I personally signed up to be a mentor, and I've mentored a couple people here already. So that's our main focus at the moment, and making sure that the EBRG groups can provide extended opportunities to that program by allowing folks to do presentations or join our calls and things like that.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add, Lisa? There's a lot of great work going on in WIN, I know.
There is a lot of great work. And Miana already talked about the communications committee, where we're trying to get the word out to, you know, different businesses and our partners about what WIN's doing. And then I'm also a liaison to our sister EBRG, WIN India. And we're currently looking at some ways we may be able to collaborate with them on some events, combined events, and, you know, kind of go over the differences and what's similar between our cultures and how we can help each other.
Yeah, I have the opportunity to talk to them at least two or three times a month. And it's so exciting that we're international, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. All right. So as I mentioned earlier, all of our EBRG board members are volunteers. So you have very busy day jobs. Why do you think it's important that folks that may not be in, say, HR or direct decision-making positions are given this opportunity to be volunteers such as yourself, in addition to the work that you do every day? What do you think that unique perspective brings to a corporation that is that has these types of programs in place?
Well, I'll go ahead and answer first, I guess. You know, we all spend a lot of time doing work, you know, writing reports, you know, meeting our SLAs, helping our clients, serving worksite employees. Very rarely do we take the time to focus on each other and making sure that the culture is better, and that you look at a different side, the softer side of work. So, you know, not only has this provided that time for me to spend on those soft side and the soft skills, but, you know, I feel like it gives a unique perspective to our workforce, how we may approach things slightly differently because of those unique perspectives. And for me, it's being a better manager, being a better employee, and becoming a better person. And it's really helping overall. I just am truly having a great time doing it.
For me, it's similar. It's, you know, being in your line of work, you kind of get blinders on a little bit, like this is what we're doing here and this is what we're focusing on. When you come to a group like this, you get, you know, to learn other people's perspectives and learn about other people's jobs and paychecks. And you get a whole different look at all of it than you get on your day to day, as Cindy was saying. You know, you just are going and getting what needs to be done, and you don't get the chance to be involved and learn different things from different people. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I would agree with what Cindy was mentioning, to the point where you're kind of process oriented and you're completing your job and haven't really had an opportunity, especially with like the work from home thing, the COVID experience, that you don't really have that same connection to your peers and opportunities to be involved in important conversations. So this kind of was an opportunity to re-engage with that and to kind of build connections with people that I'm not sitting in the office with and kind of get to know them and their opinions and perspectives. So
what would you say is a specific win that WIN has had since the formation in the fall of 2023?
I think it's leveraging the prior group. You know, there was a group, a women's group prior to this, and we've successfully transitioned that. We have, you know, well over 500 members. We have really good attendance at our signature event, and we're really starting to see some good traction as far as collaboration and the team. And we also have a really great board that is very diverse in itself. We all work together and we just get it done. And we're all focused on the members and providing opportunity for them. So I think it's that transition that has gone really well so far.
Yeah, I've noticed some of the same things that Cindy mentioned. I thought it was very cool to watch our numbers grow. As far as people that were members and attending events and participating in even our WebEx conversations. And so being able to see that expand and just envision what it can continue to grow to is pretty exciting and proud of us.
Yeah, definitely what they both said. And then we also held another event during Women's History Month on imposter syndrome. And I think that especially went over really well. It got a whole bunch of different people together talking about the universality of this experience. And it was, for me, as someone who is affected by imposter syndrome, it felt very comforting and sort of empowering to hear all these other people experiencing the same thing and sharing their feelings and their, and you know, some of their ways of overcoming it.
One question to close it out. So if somebody said to you, why should I become a general member of WIN or any employee business resource group? What are 2 to 3 words that you would say is the most valuable thing that they could take away from being a member of an EBRG?
You'll be a better person.
Your opinion matters.
It's important to make connections.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much. For Paychex employees, if you want to learn more about WIN and all of our other EBRGs, check out our DEI and employee experience site. And thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This podcast is property of Paychex Incorporated 2024. All rights reserved.